Next patient is Marianne Burley. Marianne is M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E. Marianne. M as in Mary. M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E. Marianne Burley. B-U-R-L-Y. B as in boy. B-U-R-L-E-Y. Burley. B-U-R-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 9/30/1973. Date of visit 10/6/25. Please make a copy for please make a copy for Sanford Kinney, D.O. Kinney, K-I-N-N-E. Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D. Sanford Kinney, D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Sanford, thank you for sending Marianne Burley for evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 52-year-old female who has a past history of smoking marijuana for over 30 years, has been overweight, and has some shortness of breath with activity. The patient denies cough or wheezing or chest pains, denies hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She was sent for a chest CT on 5/1/25. It showed a 4 millimeter non-calcified left low lobe lung nodule, which was stable. There was areas of subpleural nodularity in the right lung apex, not changed from before, and no other concerning nodules period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of anxiety. She she had a cholecystectomy remotely, and C-section in 2008 and 2009. She also had a uterine ablation in 2024. She was in a car accident in 25 and had cervical spine injury, and now has cervical spinal stenosis. Next paragraph. Allergies to amoxicillin, Cipro, and Mucinex. Next paragraph. Allergy already said. Amoxicillin, Cipro, and Mucinex. Next, habits. Patient smoked marijuana for 35 years. And no significant alcohol use. Next, system review. Family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died of hypertension and complications. Next, system review. Patient has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And no hay fever. She has shortness, breath, and wheezing, and no hemoptysis. No abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. No urinary symptoms, dysuria, or flank pains. She has anxiety with depression. She has easy bruising and bleeding gums. No joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, but has headaches and numbness in the extremities. And no memory loss, period. Next, physical exam. This is a middle-aged middle-aged white female with alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse 82, respirations 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 140 pounds, saturation 98. AG and your nose filing, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no capillariness. Reflexes 1+ with negative or small deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, press number 1. Clostridium colitis. Number 2 is complete PFT with bronchodilator study. And number 3, send its parameter Q 3 hours. And number 4 is losartan 50 milligrams daily. Number 5 is Etanolol 25 milligrams daily. And number 6, Buspar 5 milligrams HS as needed. Next paragraph plan, the patient will continue the above medications including O2, nasal cannula 2 liters and nebulized bronchodilators. And she will need a polysomnographic study as outpatient. We will use albuterol to puffs QIDPRN and advise to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Sanford Kinney. K-I-N-N-E, Sanford, D-O. Thank you.